اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. I hope you all are doing well. And welcome back to another deep and thought-provoking episode on the Spring of Truth on IRIB English Radio. We live in a world where the dominant civilization, that is the Western civilization, presents itself as the pinnacle of human achievement. It offers us technology, entertainment, fashion, and a certain kind of freedom. It tells us that if we follow its path, we will become modern, advanced, and liberated. But there is a question that rarely gets asked. What kind of human being does this civilization produce? Is it producing humans of dignity, compassion, and spiritual depth? Or is it producing consumers, pleasure seekers, and isolated individuals? Today, we reflect on the words of Imam Khomeini, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status in paradise, who looked beneath the glittering surface of Western civilization and saw its fundamental emptiness. He said, "The West does not create true human beings. It is the divine schools that shape humanity. It is the monotheistic teachings where the entire effort of prophets was focused on building true humans. If a nation has true human beings, it will have freedom in a way that does not harm others, along with intellectual, spiritual, and human independence." This is a profound diagnosis, dear listeners. The Imam is not denying that the West has technology or power. He is saying that despite all its advancements, it fails at the most basic task, creating true human beings. It can build skyscrapers, but it cannot build character. It can create a lot of phones, but it cannot create peace. So until you ponder on what has been said, we will take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Spring of Truth on IRIB English Radio. We are reflecting on the powerful words of Imam Khomeini about the difference between Western civilization and divine teachings in the project of building true human beings. To understand this, we must turn to the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the purpose of human creation and the mission of the prophets. In Surah 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Certainly, we created man in the best of stature. Then we reduced him to the lowest of the low, except those who believe and do righteous deeds." This verse reveals the human condition. We are created in the best form, with infinite potential. We are capable of reflecting the names of God, of justice, of mercy, of wisdom. But without divine guidance, we can fall to the lowest of the low, lower than animals in our greed, our cruelty, our corruption. The prophets were sent precisely to rescue us from this fall. This entire effort, as Imam Khomeini said, was focused on helping us actualize our potential, to remain in the best of form and to ascend even higher. Western civilization, for all its brilliance, has no answer to this spiritual descent. It can entertain us, but it cannot save us from the lowest of the low. Dear listeners, let us ask ourselves honestly, who is shaping us? Is it the Western media we consume? Is it the education system that separates knowledge from spirituality? Or is it the divine school of the prophets, the Holy Quran, and the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them? peace be upon them all. Let us strive to be among those whom the prophets sought to build, true human beings with intellectual independence, spiritual depth, and a freedom that serves others rather than harming them. For it is such humans who will build the civilization that awaits Imam Mahdi. Ajallallahu ta'ala farjahu sharif. Thank you for listening. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say,
La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.